CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. A federal appeals court has issued a temporary ruling stemming from a controversial immigration law in Alabama. CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter joins us live with the particulars.
And the appeals court ruling temporarily blocks provisions that require schools to check the immigration status of students and make it a crime for immigrants to not have proper documentation. It still allows police in Alabama to detain people suspected of being in the country illegally. The Justice Department is challenging what's considered to be the toughest such law in the country. A final ruling's not expected for months. Sam?
And that will allow more time for arguments. Organizers of the Occupy Wall Street demonstration in New York City are celebrating a decision to postpone the official cleanup of a privately owned park where protesters have camped out for months. The protesters had said the cleanup was really an effort to evict them. WCBS reporter Alex Silverman.
14 people were arrested today. Most of them sat down or stood in the street, says Deputy Commissioner Paul Brown, obstructing traffic. Others turned over trash baskets. He says they knocked over a police scooter and hurled bottles.
In Denver.
I hope this makes you all feel good when you go home.
Police in riot gear herded Occupy protesters away from the state capitol grounds, arresting about two dozen people and dismantling their encampment. They'd been there for about 3 weeks in support of the New York demonstration. More protests planned around the world this weekend. A medical marvel in Boston, where doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital have completed a double hand and forearm transplant on a 65-year-old man who'd lost his limbs to sepsis in 2002. Dr. Simon Talbot is the lead surgeon.
The bones are joined with metal plates and screws. And next, the muscle, tendons, arteries, veins, and three major nerves of the forearm are joined. Finally, the remaining tendons and skin are closed.
The operation took more than 12 hours. Now the doctors and the patient are waiting to see how it went. It's the latest gotta-have-it gadget from Apple, the new iPhone 4S. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler has been sampling customer reaction at an Apple store in California.
Cheering Apple employees greeted customers like conquering heroes as they walked in to buy the first iPhone 4Ss.
It's awesome. I mean, it looks great, even better than I expected.
Patrick McBrien from San Jose immediately tested out Siri, the new voice recognition program on the iPhone.
Are there any Italian restaurants in Los Gatos?
I found a number of Italian restaurants in Los Gatos.
The technology was enough to impress Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak.
It's just amazing how far voice recognition has come.
Matt Bigler, CBS News, Los Gatos, California.
On Wall Street, a pretty good day so far. The Dow's up about 115 points. The S&P 500 index is up about 15 points. And the NASDAQ is up about 32 points now. This is CBS News.